Ksuvus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvus Babli, Daf Ein Zayin, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Vav on the base at the Mishnah. Ha'ishu nodel of a mumim, ein koifin oisei lahoitzi. If mumim arose in a man, we don't force him to divorce his wife. Amish ben Gamliel, b'meh dur amurim, b'mumim ha'katanim, ava b'mumim ha'gadoylim, koifin oisei lahoitzi. Rishim ben Gamliel says, this applies to small mumim, but regarding big mumim, we force him to divorce her. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Rav, kinim asnisa b'shahayu loy aval noid loy koifin oisei lahoitzi. Rabbi Yehuda, quoting Rav, said, our Mishnah discusses when he had mumim, but if they arose after he married her, then we force him to divorce. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana b'shem Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Abba bar Kahana says that the halacha follows Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Also of the koimi Rabbi Yirmiya, the case came in front of Rabbi Yirmiya of Kippach, which is a kind of wart, and they forced him to divorce her. The Asya should say to Rabbanim, "Shahayu boy, but they were Shimon Gamliel, but she nolded boy." The Gemara asked, according to Rav, Rabbanan discussed when he had mumim before marriage, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel discusses when they arose later. If not, even for big mumim, he need not divorce. It follows that they don't argue. Amar Rabbi Zera, Asya, the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Zera answered that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir. Haydin Rabbi Meir, Bekadmaya, Bachvaya. The Gemara asked, which teaching of Rabbi Meir, the earlier, which is an early halacha that even mumim in exposed places he can say that he didn't see them. Also here, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows one to be adamant about mumim. Or the latter, which is the next Mishnah, that even if he stipulated with her, she can say, I thought I could bear it, but now I see that I cannot. In Bekadmaya ad sheyisna, if it's the earlier, this cannot be, because the Meir says that he can always say that he's adamant unless he stipulated, but Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that we force only if they arose, means even without stipulating. In Bachvaya afilehisna, leiklum, if it's the latter, this is difficult, because even if he stipulated it, doesn't help. If Shimon Gamliel holds like this, he should have said so. Ela salakes masnisin for Shimon Gamliel v'lahim koifin oisei lahoitzi k'rabbanan. Even further, one could have understood that Shimon Gamliel taught also the coming Mishnah. It explains for which mumim we force him. However, since we could suggest that perhaps Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Meir, and even a stipulation does not help, this shows that rather our Mishnah is Shimon Gamliel, and the next Mishnah for these, we force him to divorce, is like Rabbanan. Shimon ben Adar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ayme, Im Hayam Mum, Godol, Kogoyim Summa, Ba'achas Me'enav, Kita, Echad Me'yadav, Chiga Be'echad Me'raglov, Be'yad, Yotzi V'yitin Ksuba. The answer that we can learn from the following way, so Rav Shimon Gamliel says, if it was a big Mum, such as he was blind in one of his eyes, or one of his hands was cut off, or lame in one of his legs, immediately he divorces her and gives her Ksuba. And the next Mishnah does not teach these. This shows that it's not like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Ada Amma Sarakis Masnisa Kav Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Ve'elu Shekoifin Oisam Lahotzi Kavabonon. And we can infer that our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. For these, we force him to divorce, is like Rabbanon. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ve'elu Shekoifin Oisam Lahotzi Meike Shchin Ubal Felifus Vamakamets Vamatzaf Nechoshes Vabursi Ben Shahayu Ad Shalai Nisu Ben Mishanisu Noldu. Mishnah says, if a husband has any of the following mumim or occupations, we force him to divorce his wife. Leprosy, pulipus, a mekametz, a metzaref of copper, which we're going to explain these, or a tana, whether these preceded the marriage or came during the marriage. Or v'kulam, amav bimeya, afapi, shehisne ima, yecholi hi shetaima, shetama, svua, haisi, shani yecholi lekabel, achshav eni yecholi lekabel. But Meir says, regarding all of these cases, even if he stipulated with her, she can say, I thought that I could bear it, but now I see that I cannot. The Chacham say that she must bear it except for a leper, because this harms her. A case occurred in Sidon, and a tanner's wife fell to Yibn to a tanner. The Chachamim say that she can claim, I could bear your brother, but I cannot bear you. The Gemara says, Mekamitz, Zeh Mekamitz, Zeh Habursi. And one says mekametz, as mentioned in the Mishnah, is one who gathers excrement for fertilizer. Some say mekametz is a borsi, which is a tana. Said the Mishnah says that it's one who gathers excrement. The Mishnah says a mekametz, a borsi, and a metzavif of copper, and this shows a mekametz is not borsi. Shmuel amar, meitich nechoshes meikoi. Shmuel says that a metzavif of copper is one who melts it to its source. Tani erushim megamil, paga bi zokin echad, meitishchin, mitzipayrin, amali, choftala mene shchin hein, veinich akashim mekulam, vesheha isha, roa loi, ela roa sandorad. The Baisa says that Rishon Gamliel said that an elder encountered me. He was a leper from Sipurin. He told me that there are 24 types of leprosy. There is none for which relations are so harmful as Ra'asan, which is a sheretz in the brain. Shmuel bar Nachman b'shem Rav Yonasan u'boy laka paroi harosha hadahu d'chsiv v'inaga Hashem es paroi negoim gedolim v'es beisei. Shmuel bar Nachman, quoting Rav Yonasan, said that the evil paroi was stricken with this. And this is in Sefer Bereishis, in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Yud Zayin, it says, and Hashem plagued Paroi with great plagues and his home. Amr Brachia al de Talmasan, I should say, Liga b'masana de Matruna. The Brachia said that a lowlife, Paroi went up to touch the lock, means the gentle opening of the esteemed woman, Sarah, therefore he was stricken with it, as it says, and Hashem plagued Paroi Negoim Gedolim and his household. Arbor ve'esim mine arozim hein omikulam le'pirish hakosov ela sheva bovad hadoru hudichsev etein b'midbar erez shita v'hadas eitz shamen asim ba'arova v'roish tidha v'tashor yachdov. There are 24 types of cedars. The written Torah specifies only 7. Etein b'midbar erez, which is cedar, shita, which is pine, v'hadas, which is myrtle, and eight shemen, which is balsam, I will put in the arava barosh tida v'ashur yachdov. Barosh balsa tida adra v'tasho pixida. Barosh is a box tree, tida is adra, which is maybe teak, and v'ashur is pixina. V'sifar alehem aloinim amoinim almoigim aloinim blutim amoinim belvi amugim alvim. They added to them aloinim, amoinim, almugim. Aloinim is pistachio, amoinim is chestnut, and almugim is coal. Meaning that also these are other kinds of cedars. Adnalach, perek, amadir, es ishtei.